Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Unified Caring, Caring Moments podcast. UCA Caring knows no bounds. We endeavor to be wherever caring is needed and help create caring communities everywhere. Please be sure to follow us on Twitter at Unified Caring and check out our website, www.unifiedcaring.org, to see the many ways you personally can benefit by becoming a member. And now, here's the show.
Good morning and welcome to the Caring Moments podcast. My name is Karen and you are listening to our special Thanksgiving edition. And today we're doing something very different. It's going to be an hour-long show. And this is our last episode before the Thanksgiving holiday. And the Caring Moments podcast is hosting our first Gratitude Fest. Now, several co-hosts will pop in to share personal elements of what they are grateful for during this extraordinary time in our lives, with the hope of inspiring you to find gratitude in the small, in the normal, in the mundane, and the things that we often take for granted, the overlooked. And as we reflect on the amazing year we are living in, regardless of what we are living in, seeking gratitude offers hope in the moment, appreciation for what is, and a springboard to give gratitude daily, not just save it for one special annual celebration. And now the benefits of whether you learn to keep a gratitude journal or just make a mental note of offering gratitude or even saying grace at dinner at the dinner table. The proven psychological effects enhance your life in the most incredible ways. And according to Psychology Today, there are 7 scientifically proven benefits, such as sleeping better, reduced aggression, better self-esteem, mental strength, and physical health. Now, we hope to inspire you to be your best you. Baby steps, baby. Let's start with gratitude. And one of my favorite quotes is by Albert Schweitzer, and I believe it to be very fitting for today. And it's this: at times, our own light goes out and is rekindled by the spark from another person. Each of us has cause to think with deep gratitude of those who have lighted the flame within us. We want you to have a safe, happy, joy-filled Thanksgiving. And we at Unified Caring, a nonprofit organization, are grateful to all of you in more ways than can be listed here in this moment in time. So we will just say thank you. One of my co-hosts today is Lane Michelle. Lane, how are you today? Thank you so much for being here.
Wonderful. I'm doing wonderful. What a beautiful opening to really cover and expand the topic of gratitude and appreciation. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, that was, just right on out of my brain when it was half asleep. So,
some of my best work at that time.
Right. Or in the shower. That's amazing. You know, so these are incredible, extraordinary times that we are living in. And finding something to be grateful for when it seems that the walls are closing in, or, you know, roadblocks are being thrown up as we traverse this twisty highway. What are you grateful for? Where do you find gratitude? And what are you grateful for, Lane?
Beautiful. Well, there's, first of all, routine that I have, I learned some time ago and just make it a part of who I am, is every day starts with my eyes opening and not just grateful that I'm taking a breath, which is always, kind of a good one too. But the other is just what flows through my heart and through my mind. And I take a few deep breaths as I start the day, fill my whole body with a little bit of air and life there, and then allow what comes in to just be in my heart and in my consciousness. And that may only take a few minutes, but this morning really came down to, first of all, just so grateful for my little family, my four children, a beautiful wife, and just a very simple, comfortable, you know, a place to have a sanctuary. And that I'm just so deeply grateful for, to have my north compass, you know, be able to be set in that way. And it may take work, it may take joy, it may take all these things, but the reality is there's just a deep appreciation that I've arrived at this beautiful point in time with that. The second thing that flew through this morning, I'm just so deeply grateful to be able to be a part of this caring movement that we are with the Unified Caring Association, and be a custodian personally, but also help others to be custodians and expand what can be done to help people better care for themselves, family and friends and communities, and have that expand. And so to be at this very place where so much of my career, I think, you know, Karen, has been high tech and management consulting, has been in nonprofit and entrepreneurial, you know, NASA in my early days, all kinds of very fascinating journey that I've been on, but I feel like it brought me right to this very moment. And so the third thing that came was a deep appreciation for, you know, something greater than me or all of us, something that continually is a hand helping me and laying a path forward and unfolding, and that, you know, ability to sense God, Spirit, you know, all that is, whatever our labels are for that, there's something that I'm just so much appreciate about how things can unfold. And if I just trust that the way it's going to be shown, guess what? It actually happens better. I'm grateful for that to be a part of my life, too. So those were the first three things that just flew through literally with three breaths this morning to, you know, start the day before I put my feet on the ground.
I think that is absolutely incredible. And you said some things that, you know, really made me smile, because it is in the small, it's in the normal, and it really isn't taking for granted even the twisty roads, because we do find something in there. And I love that. I love how you start your morning, and I love your little family myself, and even the bigger one, and
yep.
You know, so I, you know, as far as the Caring Moments show, I think that was born at a meeting in Mount Shasta, to
yes.
help people to integrate their own self-appreciation, their own self-alignment, self-fulfilling, you know, to take charge. And my hope is that with this show that that we are reaching people and making a difference and inspiring some thought for a new way to think, be, do, or have. So thank you for that opportunity. Yeah we
oh,
have
it's,
somebody.
I mean, it's a pleasure.
Oh, thank you. We have, let me see who, now I'm not sure. Is there somebody else on the line with us right now? All I see is a phone number. It doesn't tell me who it is. Mark, good morning. How are you?
Oh, I'm wonderful. So good to be with you.
Good morning, Mark. How are you doing today?
Hey, Lane. I just
it is so
to
wonderful
you.
To have you.
Well, it's so wonderful to be had, as the expression goes. But no, it's been a joy listening to you and Lane already. I loved especially Lane saying what occurred to him before he could even put his feet on the ground. These three bursts of gratitude, because I think it's such a great lesson for all of us, really. If you challenge people you know in your life that if you could consciously give things each day, just for the abundance that exists in your life, you simply won't be the same person. It will be transformative. You mentioned some of the medical science that proves this. And in terms of my own thoughts, I thought, you know, with all the negativity of 2020, you often hear people kind of fall into this pattern of lamenting what they don't have. But I bet if they spent a little time thinking about what they do have, it would change their outlook. And, you know, you'll also, in giving gratitude, I think, set in motion an ancient spiritual law, really, which is the more that you have and are grateful for, the more will be given to you. And it's not an altruistic, or I should say, it's not an acquisitive thing necessarily, because maybe the things that will be given to you are more responsibilities, but in that comes more opportunities to care for others. You know, Lane had mentioned the custodians of the caring movement and the joy that you get from giving. It's a remarkable thing. And again, I'm not, this isn't just pie in the sky positive thinking stuff. As you pointed out, Karen, numerous scientific studies have shown that when people engage in a regular practice of heartfelt gratitude, just like Lane was saying, before he even puts his feet on the ground, they experience a significantly increased amount of physical, psychological, even interpersonal benefits in your relationships, in your life. I mean, in some instances, I think you've probably heard it said, people have said that their practice of gratitude led to transformative life changes for themselves. So, and I think really gratitude itself is probably one of the least things we talk about. So I'm so grateful, in fact, that this episode is dedicated, because gratitude, I think, has been proven, as you said, by all these research studies to have not just short but long-lasting, wide-reaching impacts on all aspects of life. It's kind of this key. It's essential to happiness and well-being. I look at expressions of gratitude as kind of a meta-strategy for achieving happiness, because in addition to that emotional and physical and social well-being, it enhances or boosts our personality, our relationships, our careers. I mean, think about, would you rather hang around people complaining or people that are grateful? It's obvious.
Yeah.
And even
well, it's obvious to me.
Yeah.
It's obvious to me. I think if I could just add one thing you're saying there, Mark, because I think you're on such a brilliant track here, which you're often on, that, you know, this whole point of being grateful and the benefits that come and what it lights up, fundamentally, it shifts our perspective in such a way that we filter our brain and our heart, filter things differently. There isn't as much room for the negative, pessimistic, the draining emotional side of things when we really are experiencing appreciation and gratitude. And not only, I mean, there's science behind that as well, but, you know, all the science gives us a foundation that intuitively, if we just pause for just a brief moment, we take a deep breath and just remember the best times in life that we've had, that's accessing appreciation. You bring that in, and then a stream of gratitude can happen. And from that point forward, even in the darkest hours, we can start finding hope. We could find something positive and shift those emotions. What you said was very, very powerful, and it's the one elixir. You know, there's so much elixirs or the fad for healing or feeling better, and yet, you know, Mark's right. The most ancient, best elixir there is gratitude and appreciation.
Very true. There was, you know, I once met a gentleman. I was at a conference in Arizona, and he was telling me a story. He was just like bouncing up and down. He wanted to speak to the person that I was with in the worst way, and she was really busy, and he looked at me and he said, well, you know, he goes, she's busy. And I said, yeah. I said, but you look like you are so excited about something. I'll listen. And he went on to tell me this story, and then he started, and he goes, and everybody knows these these, he used a derogatory term, but he meant negative people. And I said, you know what? I said, I don't know those people. And he goes, he looked at me like I had three heads. And he said, really? And I said, no, I only know the best people. And he said, come on. I said, yeah, that's how I choose to see them. I choose to see the best in people. And that just really, he and I still talk to this day, and that was about 4 years ago. And it was just an amazing aha moment for him. But, you know, there's so much to be said, Mark, with the ancient philosophy around gratitude. And I think it's very, you know, astute of you to know that note, because, you know, my belief, and I think this is I agree with that philosophy that, you know, the more you are grateful for, the more you have, whatever it is, but, you know, but the more that you are angry or selfish or any of those negative emotions, you'll have more of that too. So you're kind of repelling the good, the very good that you want, by not realizing the good that you have. So I just wanted to note that, you know.
These ancient rituals and wisdom, you know, we do well to remember them. I also was really intrigued by Lane speaking to the darkest hour too, because that's an incredible thing as people suffer in different ways. I mean, even I have to give my shout out again to the good nuns that taught me as a boy, but you might remember St. Teresa. She was known as the little flower, and her way of the little way. She knew that a grateful heart was one full of prayer that didn't need to be uttered in all kinds of fancy, superfluous words. Her famous quote was that prayer is an aspiration of the heart. It's a simple glance directed to heaven. It's a cry of gratitude and love in the midst of trial as well as joy. So have you ever considered something you might have thought at the time was an onerous burden or trial, but when you look back on it, you recognize, you know, that was a gift of a sort, because it was transformative and it actually it led to a betterness. And I should be grateful for that opportunity of that trial. We often don't even, we think about being grateful for the wonderful things we have, but sometimes in that long distance of looking back at history, we find that we can be grateful for some of the trials too. It's very interesting.
Wow. Right.
Very powerful.
Absolutely. Yes. You know, because we often neglect our life lessons that got us to where we are, right? But if you look back at your life and you see it just as you said, you can't alter anything in your life without erasing that whole experience, which actually makes you who you are. And that, I think, is something to be not only grateful for, but to be celebrated. You know, celebrate you. You know, those burdens were there, you know, to help you. And you can see them as a burden as you're going through it. But when you're through the other end, you just go, wow.
Yeah. The real trick to being able to more easily move through the challenges, the stresses, the burdens, you know, we put a lot of labels on the things we don't like about experiences. The real ticket to getting through is gratitude. And it's so funny because that, you know, willpower, determination, what is that power within us that gets us to the place where we can actually access gratitude? Because it's not easy when you're in the midst of things crumbling, or you know, you've been watching too much news, you know, these days, or you're getting together with family for Thanksgiving. Boy, we all know what family coming together at Thanksgiving can have the other side of the equation of all the family drama coming out, you know?
Right.
And those very moments, that's when you pull up the boots. That's when you access your willpower. You say, not anymore. And if you just know, the first thing to do when you pull up the bootstraps, when you say, I'm not going to go there anymore,
You take that breath and you find something to be grateful for, and it's not even hard work. It truly is not hard work. Is you just take a breath and listen, and
right.
I'll be darned, you know, something will come. And you just, what doesn't even matter what it is, small,
right.
large, it doesn't matter because it all has the same effect.
Exactly. Just to let you gentlemen know, Lydia has joined in the conversation. Lydia, are you there?
I am, I believe.
Yay!
You are. The party's growing.
Okay.
Hi, Lydia.
Hi, I've been listening. I wasn't sure if I, you know, called in right, but I guess I did. Yay! Good morning.
You did.
You did great.
Yay, welcome.
Thank you.
Mark's on the line still, too.
Oh, hi, Mark. How's
hi,
it going?
Hi, Lydia. Oh, it's wonderful. We're having a delightful conversation, and I'm looking forward to hearing your comments as well.
Well,
and then I'm also going to add, and just before you start, Lydia, I'm also adding Luna into the conversation. So it's Lane
Great.
And Mark, Lydia, and Luna has just joined. So, Lydia, I'm so glad you could make it today. I really am.
Oh, thank you. I mean, it's a great time to be appreciating what we have. That's for sure. The blessings that are there right now. It's sort of a silver lining, so to speak. I mean, there's a lot of silver linings right now, and I know it can be difficult to kind of dig deep and find those right now. But one, I would say, it's just more time with family. Learning how to be resilient, and probably I would say what's in the way is the way right now. Like if there's something in the way that's giving you a hard time, now is the time to just look at it, get through it, and figure out, you know, what is it that I need to do. So, for example, you know, like being home with the kids, especially my 10-year-old, huge mess all the time. It's like my whole routine's been disrupted. You know, I could be upset about it. I could be stressed out about it, or I could be like, well, this is an opportunity to teach about cleaning up after yourself. You know, this is the time I have to do that right now. And I think we're given these opportunities to really see that we can really do anything. You know, with that gratitude and that I feel like when we show gratitude for these moments, we actually open up a doorway for more blessings, or just to see the blessing in the situation. It is like everyone has been saying, transformative, and you are given more to be grateful for when you're grateful. I think it was Wayne Dyer who said that the universe doesn't speak in any language except for what you give out. So if you're giving out like a lot of complaining or a lot of complaining, the universe gives you more to complain about. If you give out gratitude and joy for what you have, the universe gives you more to be grateful and joyful about. So there's a lot of ways to look at that, but I really feel like, you know, you guys are on the right, on the same kind of level that I've been thinking about gratitude. So, yeah, I really
That's
appreciate
beautiful.
All everything you said. Yeah.
Beautiful, Lydia. I like that phrase.
Is.
Really like that phrase a lot. What's in the way is the way.
Yeah.
Isn't
That's
that right?
Title for now.
I like that.
Yeah, I think you should write a blog about that, Lydia.
Okay, yeah.
With that
What's
title, I think that's beautiful. Yeah, I think that's brilliant, absolutely brilliant. We also have Luna. Luna,
Good
are you
morning,
here?
Good morning, everyone.
Yay,
I am here,
Luna. Good morning.
Good morning, Luna.
Good morning. Good morning. We've got three L's and an M. What a delight. Lydia,
oh,
right.
Luna, and Mark.
And a K.
Hello, everyone. And a K.
Yes, and also, just joining in, Lydia, before you go on, I just want to introduce and let everybody know that Caitlin is also on the line.
Oh.
And Caitlin, you're here with,
okay.
You know, you're here with with Lane and Mark and Lydia and Luna. And
hello, my
Luna.
Dear.
Yes, and Luna, I'm
Hi,
so
Kayla.
Happy you could do this today.
Oh, it's my delight to be here. I'm so impressed with the way this talk is going. Everybody has such significant things to say. Lydia, that was beautiful what you just shared with us. And Mark and Lane, you're welcome. You've given me a perfect segue for what I wanted to say. And I just want to preempt it by saying when I was a kid, my mom always used to tell me, you know, you're smart, but you're not wise. And I didn't exactly know what she meant. I thought it was the same thing when I was a kid. So I've been kind of on this journey to figure that out. And my journey has presented many, many, many stopgaps and hurdles that I've had to overcome. And it was going through those pieces of my life that I learned to look at them and pull the wisdom out. So I'm so grateful that I had the ability to do that and not go to victimhood and come to a place of learning and understanding. And what that does is it keeps you out of poor me, but it also gives you the opportunity to help others get through some things that are in their lives. So I'm very grateful for the ability that those lessons have taught me. And I am certainly extremely grateful for being part of this UCA team. I mean, to be a part of a like-minded, caring individuals that are all on the same page and actually out there doing the work and coordinating and listening to each other, it's just a beautiful, beautiful experience for my soul, I have to say. And the other piece of that is that not only are we helping other organizations that are out there in the trenches doing things for the planet, for children, for animals. But we're also giving the opportunity for those individuals that can't find a raison d'etre, a reason for being. We offer a spark to catalyze their souls to say, here's an opportunity for you. Climb on board this caring train and we'll show you how you can feel better about your place in the world and about the things that you're doing in the world. So I'm really grateful for that because it goes back to my own experience where I was just yearning for something and I didn't know what it was. And then it just presented itself to me and it was like, oh, I'm going to do that. And it just immediately opened up a whole new vista of enlightenment for me. So that was a beautiful thing. I also am incredibly grateful for the opportunity to read the scholarship essays that are continuing to come in. They lift my soul to the moon to think that there are these young persons out there that have the ability to see the world in a very clear, concise way. They really understand the dynamics of what's going on, and they really strive to come up with solutions. Some of the solutions are very creative, but everything is heart-based. They are very, very in touch with how they can make a better world and what it takes to do that. And that really, in these times particularly, is very, very, very inspiring. And I'm very, very grateful to be on the receiving end of those essays. Not so grateful to have to choose because I want to choose them all. But
she always does want to choose them all.
Oh, my goodness. I cry. I laugh. They just reach me so deeply, these essays. And I'm grateful to every one of those kids that really is very keyed in on wanting to make a difference in our world. So it gives our future a beam of light, you know, a shard that's going to go through whatever is happening now. It just feels like a downfall. But if we just stay focused on our own individual lives and what we can do and the blessings that we have, finding the golden threads, like Lydia, you said, you know, if you kind of like try and, you know, you take a situation that on the outside looking in, it's like, oh no, not again. But if you try to just stop and look for the golden threads there, then that thread is going to lead you down a path of a better, just a better life, a better feeling about yourself, a better feeling about your family, a better feeling about what you can do. So, and it will feed you and give you hope. And that is the kind of thing that continues to support me in believing in miracles, because I do believe in miracles. And I am just so grateful for my life and the ability to do what I do.
Beautiful.
I love that. I absolutely love that. You know,
oh,
I think there's something to be said about, I mean, everybody's stories, you know, but there's so many life lessons in everything. And Lydia's seeing the situation from the inside out inspires me with, you know, future roadblocks, or what may I perceive as a roadblock, to think outside of my own box to what will work. And then, you know, coining some of Luna's, is that once I do that, the new avenue will be an avenue that I haven't thought of will be open to me. So I'm just blown away by everybody on the show today. I am truly grateful for, you know, we're calling it a gratitude fest, but it really feels more like a love fest, I think.
It's
because
you can
hear it. Yeah, you know, and the one thing I love about gratitude is it's the easiest attitude to catch. You know, there's a lot of attitudes that I don't like, you know, but, you know, a lot of things that I would never want to catch, but an attitude of gratitude is one that I really desire to live my own personal life by. I was sharing with Lane earlier is that I was thinking, you know, about what I wanted to say today, and I wasn't really sure, because I really am grateful for everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, all of it. And, you know, my own routine, when I get out of bed, with the minute my feet hit the floor, my arms open up wide, and I just, you know, not at the top of my lungs, but at a very nice tone, just go, thank you for my day. And whatever comes, I know I can deal with.
That's lovely.
And that's,
I can see you doing
that's
that.
That's how I start my day.
Me too.
You know, and there are things that will, you know, sometimes, you know, be thrown at me like, okay, here, let's give you this and see how you deal with that. And, you know, and I can get off my own track. But then there's something that will always, always bring me right back to my moment, whether it is music moves me, and I mean it feeds my soul. My dog Leo, my son Dylan, you know, the fall. I love the trees. Fall is my favorite season, and I love what fall and winter promise to me personally, is that it's a time to go within. And because trees they come back. They renew themselves after a break, and it's a reminder to me, you know, perhaps I need my own renewal, my own, you know, a different way to see and do things. And I love the season. I absolutely do. And I personally am grateful that we are able to do this show, that so many genuine, you know, heartfelt, inspirational people join every week when we do this show. I mean, for all of you,
I am so
blessed by every single one of you, and you have all truly changed my life in ways that are utterly immeasurable. And with that, I would love to introduce Caitlin.
Hi.
Caitlin, are you there?
Hey,
there
Kate.
She is.
I'm here. Here I am.
Yay.
Oh.
Well,
boy,
thank you for joining our gratitude fest this morning, Caitlin.
And
it's my pleasure.
It's not that you're following everybody. You got your own own gratitude and appreciation, which is so huge and so beautiful. So what are you grateful for?
Well, I'm grateful that the baby is still asleep while my six-year-old just did his homeschooling.
There you go.
But I'm just grateful to God for giving me the life that he has given me. Ooh, I just got choked up there.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
That's amazing.
I have three beautiful boys. I have a wonderful family. I have a fantastic husband, and I work with the most genuine, beautiful people that anyone could ever ask for. And I don't think that many people besides our little group that we have here could really say the same, because you guys are all just one of a kind. And it's just, like you said, waking up in the morning and stretching your arms. I'm just grateful to have, I don't even call it a job. I just call it my day's about to begin with the most wonderful people day. You know, like, who could say that?
Right?
Who could say that? It's just a wonderful life to live. That's all it is.
It is. It is. I can
grateful,
say that.
Yeah, you can say that. And I'm grateful for my children's health and my health and my babies and everything that God has given me, like I said. And
that's
to be able to continue on.
Yeah,
to continue on.
Exactly.
With life.
What a blessing
and
that is.
Stronger and bolder.
Yes, exactly. You know, there's a lot of people struggling, and I'm just thankful that the hardest thing to do today was my son doing a test run homeschooling for what's to come, you know, because of the coronavirus. And if that was the hardest thing I had to do today, then so be it, because everything else is a piece of cake.
Wow. Well, Caitlin, I just want to chime in and I say that I think I speak for all of us when I say we are grateful to you for your effervescence, your can-do attitude, your inspirational, positive outlook. I mean, we are so fortunate to have you.
Yeah.
We're here.
It's a good time. It's a good time.
And you're going to have family around in a safe way during the holidays. I'm sure family's a big deal, but getting family around is a little bit more of a challenge this year, isn't it?
Yes, it's going to be a little bit smaller this year. We usually have everybody around, but because of everybody trying to keep their distance, it's just going to be the immediate family, which I'm totally cool with, because then we get more time together.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Good way to look at it, yeah. You know, I just something just occurred to me. If you don't mind me jumping in, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Please, go ahead.
Sure.
Come
on in.
It's interesting about the words attitude and gratitude. I just find it interesting
that
there's just two letters difference. So it's like,
yeah,
for me, I just learned something that's going to help me. Like if I have a reaction to something, I could just say, okay, do I want attitude or gratitude here?
Yeah.
Or do you want an attitude of gratitude?
Well, yeah.
True.
True.
Right. That's
true.
The attitude.
Yeah, I had a little bit of an attitude for gratitude just before.
Well, I can do attitude, believe me.
Yeah, exactly. For me personally, it is an attitude, you know, one that I don't think really people think that those two words ever collide in a phrase, right? But I honestly believe gratitude is an attitude, and that when we embrace that, life becomes even more magical than we ever thought it could be. And I've experienced a lot of magic in my life.
Me too.
And
it opens it up. Yeah.
Yes. I've experienced
Mark,
curses too. But that gratitude,
Mark,
you know.
Well, Mark is here. I hope you can hear me. I'm in the car with the wind whistling through, but I'm here enjoying the conversation.
We can.
I love the.
We can't
hear me?
Here's my I can hear you. We all can hear you, Mark. But the reason why I want to bring it back to you is you, when we opened the show, you opened with attitude and gratitude and some great wisdoms. And I got to tell you, Mark is one of the guys that he's got just the most gratitude attitude and effervescence in every interaction that I've ever had. Every time he's been interviewed here, it comes through in his writing and his speaking, which, you know, that's good. That's a profession you have. But I just wanted to acknowledge you, Mark, because this attitude of gratitude, I pick role models in my life for a lot of things. And now you've jumped to the top of attitude of gratitude.
Aww. Oh, my gosh, Lane, that's so sweet of you to say that. And my mother... My dearly departed mother, I'm sure, is smiling somewhere to hear you say that, because that was her whole goal, was raising five children. Was, I don't want a bunch of brats. I want people that are grateful for what they have and thankful, and also learning, as we said, through trials. You know, as a writer, I'm also kind of a British literature nerd, and one of the stories that always fascinated me was Charles Dickens had completed his A Tale of Two Cities. And, of course, it's all written in longhand on sheaves of paper. And the house he wrote that in caught on fire, and he was desperately trying to get back into the house to save that master work. And he couldn't. It all burned up in flames. Now, you want to talk about reasons to be angry and unhappy and miserable. But he grew later. He had to rewrite the whole thing, but he would say in his speeches, he toured America giving speeches, and he would say, I'm grateful that first version of A Tale of Two Cities burned in the fire, because when I got over it and sat down and write it, the first line would have never existed, which is, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Can you imagine? That's
one of my favorite quotes,
I got chills.
It wouldn't have existed if it didn't go through the trial, if he didn't go through the misery of that. So he was grateful for misfortune. So you see, it's all about the length of time. In fact, Lane, you were talking about this, where it in retrospect, does a wonderful thing, doesn't it? Have you ever heard somebody say, oh, it was terrible at the time. I can laugh about it now, but it was terrible at the time. Why is that? Because of what you guys were saying about the difference between knowledge or intellect and wisdom. We had the wisdom. Somebody could tell the story of getting a flat tire on the way to a job interview and how they were so angry. But months later, when they tell it around a table, everyone's kind of laughing about how silly it was to be that angry about it. And that's the joy of that wisdom and perspective that comes. And by the way, doesn't it prove, too, that have you ever met a grateful person who is also not a joyful person?
Yeah, right, exactly.
Oh, good point.
It's really true. They're one and the same, I mean, in that sense,
Yeah, there are no miserable grateful people.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautifully said. By the way, I want to pop in, Karen, if I can, just one of our team members who desperately want to be here. April, who does your shows with our online store. She wanted to make sure that she got her words in. So I just wanted to share that she is just so grateful to be a part of being a custodian of the Caring Movement that we're all part of, all of the 168,000 members. And we're kind of custodians of the custodians in our care team, which she's a part of. And she's grateful for all the work that we're doing for the people in our association and those affected, the nonprofits we sponsor, the caring initiatives. Grateful for all the people to have more caring lifestyles and truly, truly make a difference for children, animals, reforesting, and the elderly. So I wanted to make sure her voice came through and her gratitude for health, family, friends, her boyfriend, her new bundle of joy coming in next summer. You know, she's got a lot of things to be grateful for, and we are so grateful that April's a part of the care team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. She's an incredible light, that young one.
She is. Karen, is anybody else joining?
Yes, Mona. Mona has joined the call.
Hi, Mona.
Hey, everyone.
Welcome
to the Gratitude Fest, Mona. We're so happy that you could make it.
I'm so happy to be here and that I could catch the tail end of that last conversation about the attitude of gratitude. And that Tale of Two Cities story, that I'm grateful that I got to hear that.
Yeah, that was well, Mark has so much information to share and inspire. And he actually, the first time I ever heard Mark speak, and what I just knew that I had to adopt him as mine.
Get yourself adopting.
Careful while you're driving there,
do.
Mark.
Yeah, well, no, I've adopted all of you as mine,
adopted.
But yeah, no, I've adopted Mark. He knows. I might even send him out an official letter or something. But no, absolutely, everybody on this call is so much my family. They really are. And Mona and I really, really connected when we were discussing her authorship, and
mm-hmm.
and we even talked, I think, for a long time after the call. And I'm so grateful for the introduction into Mona and I'll call her my I adopt her as my child because I'm probably old enough to be her mom.
Well, I gotta say, just for Mona, we want to hear your gratitude, what you're thoughtful for, and your thoughts too. But I got to tell you that this woman, Mona, is such an inspiration to many of us. She, you know, we as somebody mentioned, if you just knew other people's stories, and honestly, people who have high, you know, so much gratitude, their stories are no less amazing than any that you might hear. And yet, you know, there's something that's a secret sauce that it clicks in at some point in a life, and then things blossom. And it's not that there aren't challenges and whatnot, but honestly, what I saw in Mona very early on was someone who is blossoming and also can express things in for a generation upcoming as well in such an articulate and beautiful way. And so, Mona, I'm grateful you're part of what we're doing. Your contributions are just huge in reaching out and affecting people. And I'm so grateful you're able to call in today as well. And love to hear your thoughts, gratitude, and what you're grateful for.
Well, thanks so much, Lane. That means a lot to me. I didn't expect to come on and be smiling from ear to ear already. So thank you for that. I also want to hop in here and say that in this year of chaos and turmoil, I'm really thankful for the great pause that came with COVID, because before COVID hit, life was kind of like spinning. I was just like a hamster on a wheel, just running and running so fast, smoke was coming. And I wasn't getting anywhere, I felt like. And it was very frustrating and, disheartening to me. And then with the great pause, I was able to step into what we talk a lot about at UCA is self-care. And it was something that I totally forgot in the pursuit of my dreams and like my future, was to take care of myself. And it really allowed me to come back stronger than ever in 2020. So that way I have habits that are strong that can boost me for the rest of the year. And also the fact that so many things went online, I was able to connect with so many beautiful people, you included, everybody on this call included, and get to know people and really ask questions that were vulnerable and get to know people more than just on some superficial level. In a world where everything was social distance, it seemed like I met and connected with so many people that I would not have any opportunity before to do. And it was just it was just amazing. So I'm incredibly grateful for the events this year. Not saying that the tragedy was less than, or it, but I'm just saying there's purpose in the pain that we've all experienced here, and that purpose for me was so life-giving.
Mm. Beautiful.
That is so
purpose
beautiful.
In the pain.
I think instead of calling it the year of COVID, I love the phrase, the great pause.
I do too. Mona, you just captured something.
Brilliant.
All right, well, that's another article for you, Mona. You, every time you talk, you get another article. I love that great pause too.
Yeah, that really is. It is so beautiful, Mona. And you're right. You know, it is the great pause. You know, you have people, we all have time to reflect and take new opportunities to help within our own community where it's needed, doing what we can. And I think that is life-giving. I love that sentiment from you. I absolutely love it.
Thank you. And with you saying that about people taking care of their community, that's another thing that I'm really grateful for, because during this great pause, there's been so much tension and division, but in the town that I am, which the town that I live in just was on like TMZ for like some racist things that happened here. But like, despite all that, during this great pause, I have never seen in my entire life a community rally together to help the people that needed help. I mean, people, like everybody, even on our little Facebook community groups, were like, if you need something, I have it. Hey, I don't need this stimulus check. Does anybody know a family in need? And it was just beautiful to see mankind care.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. You know, and those are the stories too, Mona, that, as we know, they don't make it on the news. They're not the thing beaming out. It's all gloom and doom and fear and whatnot. And this bringing communities together and the small acts that truly make a difference in an individual life. You know, I don't need this stimulus check. Let's find someone who really does need it, who it will lift them up. I mean, wow. You know, in one sense, people can say, well, who does that? Well, you know, the people who do that are the custodians. The people who do that are those who care. People who do that are ones who took the great pause and look outside themselves. And they probably don't neglect self-care all the time. But, you know, we all have this challenge of needing self-care at times, needing to contribute at times. And it's all a journey. It's not about being perfect. But, wow, that is so inspirational, Mona, that your community is responding that way. I know you're also doing work in nonprofit, and you got some hard work to do to keep things flowing in these times. And yet you're grounding in community, grounding in who you are, is, I'm sure, makes you a great asset for that organization. It certainly makes a great asset for the perspective and the sharing you do with UCA.
Thank you, Lane. Yeah.
You're welcome. Karen, we're getting close to the end. I can't believe it. It's all big. I was thinking, Karen, does anybody, just a chance, anybody on the line have other things that spurred things you want to share about appreciation and gratitude that we didn't touch yet?
Well, I'll share something. It's coming down a few notches from that beautiful dissertation Mona gave. But I just want to say I'm very grateful to my animals. I have a dog and a cat. My dog is a very, very big girl. She weighs what I do. She's a mountain girl. And she came to me quite unexpectedly. And I knew nothing from nothing about, you know, handling a dog that weighed what I did, because she was very stubborn in her ways. So I used to call her my empowerment program, and she was, and still is in some respects, but I've learned to, you know, do the dance with her and get her to be a really sweet dog in my life. And I'm very, very, very grateful to her. And my cat, who wakes me up at 4:30 every morning, jumping on my tummy, you know, feed me in her own little meow language. I'm grateful for her, too, because these animals, they keep me real. They keep me from self-absorption. They give purpose to my off-duty life. And I am very, very grateful to them. Yeah. So I just wanted to share that.
Beautiful. I love that. I also think animals can bring out that inner kid. I think they're great for bringing out our inner child.
Yeah, you're not kidding.
Oh, they do so much. Animals do so much for us. Yeah.
Something that needs to come out and play more, you know. I don't know. My house, they're like, put that inner kid back in. Stop it.
your inner child is always out. What are you talking about, Karen?
Yes. I know. I know. Sometimes it's more than my family can handle at any given moment in time. But, oh, well.
Right. Yeah, so what? Exactly.
You take the good with the good.
That's right. That's right. You know, I would just like to say my life is extraordinary. And it's all because of the people who I get to interact with, either daily, weekly, emails, texts. And I am grateful for each and every one of you every single day. You've all brought so much to my life. And even those that were not able to make the call today, Jennifer, Tom, and Megan, really, really great group of individuals who lead by inspiration, and people want to be around those that inspire. People want to be, you know, like people want to be like you, and I think that that is an amazing thing. And so I thank each and every one of you for being that for me.
Oh, thank you, Karen.
Right back at you, Karen.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. You're welcome. Aww. You're welcome. We have a couple minutes left. Anybody else want to hop in? Lydia?
Yeah, I just like to say I'm really grateful for my kids right now, and they're just the image of resilience. You know, the institutions of our age have completely disappointed them and closed their doors, and yet they are okay. They're all right with it, and, you know, they're home and trying their best to, I don't know, have fun. They still have fun. That's what I'm grateful for, to see, you know, these little faces or big faces. One of them's 15, one of them's 10, and they just, you know, they have their hard times, but they just keep trying, and it's just so inspiring. I don't know what I'd do without them.
They are inspiring.
Wonderful.
They really are.
Yes. Yeah. They're learning a new way to thrive and grow and be, and I think that that is probably the most amazing thing for kids learning at home. I have one at home that's doing school, and he does much better at home than he does in a more formal, for lack of a better term. But
yeah, it's a new thing, right? It's just a new way to.
Right.
There's a lot of freedom in it if you can get past the fact that it feels like everything is. Just, you know, crumbling. You can get past that and you're like, oh, well, it's time to think about what do we rebuild, what do we create within whatever existing framework is still left. You know, how do we pave the future? Where do we water that growing edge? How do we help these kids who are literally going to save the world? If it's going to be saved, it's going to be them, right?
It is.
Right.
It is.
And that's my favorite phrase of all time, watering the growing edge. I love that. I do. I absolutely love that. You pulled it right out of my head. Thank you. Thank you. Well, Lane, do you have any closing comments? We got about 40 seconds, darling.
Well, on behalf of all of the Unified Caring Association, the team, the care team, our extended team, you know, we all just wish not only members, but you know, everybody in the world a beautiful chance to come together, express this appreciation, gratitude, see the world in the great pause is my new phrase that I'm going to be using. And we just wish you really, truly all the best. And for our members, reach out to us. If there's something you need, if there's something that we can help with, we're here for you.
I love it. Thank you all for joining in today. I am so grateful for all of you. Have a beautiful Thanksgiving, and just be happy. Be joyful.
Yes.
Be grateful. Adopt that attitude as we head into the winding down of this year and kicking off a great 2021. I really look forward to things that it all brings. So thank you all. It's been a great show. Lane, thank you so much. Luna, Mark, Lydia, Caitlin, Mona, you know, all of you are just fabulous, and I do appreciate everybody calling in. Thank you so much. You guys enjoy, all right?
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.